Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Now, if sexism in pay rates wasn't bad enough, it also seems to exist in brewing. The Arusa Brewing Company in the Czech Republic has just launched a new product called Arusa Premium that comes in a sort of marble effect bottle, and it's being marketed as beer for women. On the line from there is the CEO, Martina Smyriov. Good afternoon, Marina.
Hello, everybody.
Why should women have their own beer, Martina?
Well, I chose to make beer on purpose because in the 60s, Philip Morris created one of the first male products targeted women, and it was Virginia Slim cigarette. And, you know, he was portraying women in suits with a cigarette in their hands. And this is the reason why I chose beer, which is, you know, statistically taken as masculine drink. And so the message I want to say is that we don't have to give up our femininity just because we can do everything like men. And, you know, I'm very proud to be a woman, and I really love to celebrate the power of the femininity and grace that we have.
Right.
So I just don't want that, you know, nobody like forgets about this.
Why can't women just drink beer, though? No one's stopping them.
No, for sure. Nobody said that they cannot be drinking beer, that's for sure. That's what just like media came out with. But I'm completely fine if woman wants to drink whatever beer, you know. Me also personally, that's the reason why I made this beer, because I love to drink beer. And I just felt like that if I go somewhere, you know, nicely dressed and I have my heels and it's like high even and I want to take beer, it's kind of just like not, you know, not nice to have the half liter of pin in front of you.
Right. Okay. And so like the bottle, it's kind of a sort of marble bottle. Would that be a correct description of it?
Exactly. The bottle is very important to us because we're like mostly focusing, you know, on the bottle as to make it as a home decor. So, and the bottle is not pink, as all the media are mentioning, but it's covered with a print of, with white marble, and it's very well thought. Mm. And, you know, within our brand, we are also supporting young artists and showcasing their artworks and creating events for them. And we go completely different direction than usually beer brands goes, and that's why I think it's very controversial, but that's what is important for us.
Yeah, but once you open the beer, presumably, if you're dressed up, and you pour the beer into a glass, people will still see it's beer.
For sure. There is not a problem to be drinking beer. I never said that. Our brand never said that there's no okay to be drinking beer in public or whatever. That's really big misunderstanding, you know. That's what I'm saying. I just think that beer in general is very underestimated because it's taken as a, you know, as more like a pub drink. You cannot really see it in a, like, you know, high events where everybody is offering you just a glass of champagne. Nobody's ever offering you a glass of beer, and that's
mm-hmm.
true.
Yeah.
And that's why I thought, you know, if women go for like a nice event and she's nicely dressed and she wants to take a beer, it's just more classy to take, you know, something nicer. That's all.
Yeah, but if she's all dressed up in her classy clothes, if she pours it into a glass, it'll still be beer, won't it? It doesn't matter what color bottle it came out of.
I completely agree with you. We just wanted to, you know, create something new into the market, you know, something that is missing, which is true. It really is missing. But I completely, also me, I go, you know, for a beer just like this, for a half liter. I really don't mind who, you know, how you consume your beer. I just felt like there is really missing this need in the market.
Mm. What do you think about critics who have said that by marketing a beer like this, it's completely sexist and you've spectacularly missed the point?
I don't think it's sexist, because sexist is when you're actually like a man is harassing woman, you know, or like when there is like, but you know, the beer is created by woman, it's created by me, and I really just want to, you know, like upvote the femininity that we should not forget about it, you know, because I mean, we should be proud to be woman, and that's all.
Mm.
And I completely respect all kind of people and all opinions. That's completely, just media just made a huge bubble around it as we are just being hated by everybody, but we are not. And there are people supporting our brand and thinking in the same way like we do. So I would just say, just take it or leave it.
Yeah. But if you're proud to be a woman, then you don't need some sort of beer ghetto to live in. You can have the same beer as everybody else because you're equal to everybody else. Therefore, why have
sure.
a special woman's beer?
As I said, as I studied before, because I really believe that if you feel like you want to have something just nicer in a, you know, nicer glass. Like, you know, you would go for a cocktail in this occasion because nobody is drinking in such a high event, you know, beer as a woman or like even a man, you know. And that's why I just want to give another option, you know. I just want to show that beer should not be underestimated and it should not be just a pub drink. As I said, if you go for high events, you don't find there like a welcome drink as a beer.
Can men drink the beer then?
That's for sure. We also have many guys who like our beer and they don't care about it that we say it's for women. And so why not? They even like it. And we're about to release another version of our beer as people really fall in love with the taste and our concept. And it's not going to be only for women, as I said, because also guys love this concept. So.
Okay. Well, if men drink it, then what's the point in marketing it as a beer for women?
Because I've really found out that there is this need that if, you know, woman wants to be feminine and wants to showcase her femininity, why not? And I think if we didn't have such a visible hashtag, nobody would have spotted us. That's also another thing. But as I said, I chose the beer on purpose as I want to really show, you know, the world that we should not forget about being woman. That's all.
Martina Smoryov is CEO and founder of Arosa Beer. Martina, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? Gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.